WGNS, Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk. Stand by, Rutherford County. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Good morning to you. The doctor is in. Dr. Craig McCabe is with us this morning answering your eye questions. If you have any questions dealing with your eyesight, maybe you've been experiencing something over the past weekend. Maybe it's been longer than that and you just, for one reason or another, have not asked anyone about it, haven't done a thing about it. Don't keep doing that. That's not good for you. Call us now, at least, and get an opinion. 893-1450. Dr. Craig McCabe from McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive. Dr. McCabe, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bart. How is everybody doing? And, you know, why wouldn't you do something about it, Bart? If you had something wrong with your eyes, well, that's not normal. I mean, it's normal to get a common cold or to have allergies. It's normal to every once in a while have a scratchy sore throat. But it's not normal to all of a sudden not see well. When it's not normal to all of a sudden have significant pain in your eyes. Not a little itch or a little grittiness or a little sand, but, you know, something significant there. That's not normal. You know, it's not normal to have chest pain, right? So if something not normal, and by not normal we mean, you know, well, that could be something significant. We know that that's not a common occurrence, you know, like the other things are. You know, that's something you ought to do something about. You know, if you've got chest pain, well, then you ought to do something about it right away, especially if you've got a history or you're on some kind of blood pressure, cholesterol medications, family history, anything like that. You know, same thing with your eyes. There are very few, though, we should say, ocular emergencies. You know, there are a few things that if you don't see an eye doctor within an hour, you can have permanent vision loss. There's only about two or three things like that. Most things, though, can be an urgency, which, as opposed to an emergency, you know, you've got, I don't know, 72 hours to do something about before you could have permanent damage. And then most things, of course, are things that we can treat, you know, in a week or two. But if you've got significant loss of vision, if you have significant pain, well, then that's something you ought to do something about right away.
And, of course, all they need to do is call and make an appointment and come over to McCabe Vision Center. What are some of the types of issues people are facing these days? In the past few weeks, since you have been here, what are some of the more unique cases that come up that people, other people may be having also and not doing anything about it?
Okay. Well, fine, Bart. Put me on the spot right here, first That's thing right. in the morning.
This is torture,
no,
Craig.
No warning at all. Okay. Well, okay, good. Well, let's go over some interesting things. You know, they have to do, some of them have to do with what we just talked about. So let's go over a couple of things. Let's say you're a diabetic patient. And you have not had your annual diabetic dilated eye exam, which, of course, you get flyers from your insurance company saying you probably once a quarter saying, you know, you should get this. And then if you haven't gotten one in 2 years, well, then they direct mail you. They say, hey, you got to get in to see the eye doctor. But it's also something that when you go see your primary care physician, he or she should go over with you, you know, have you any problems with your feet or your eyes? Have you seen the eye doctor in the last year? And if not, then they should get you an appointment to see one. They're actually, almost all primary care physicians now are being graded on various things, and one of them is on their diabetic patients if they've had an eye exam within the last year. And so any person that comes into our office that's a diabetic, you know, we send a letter to their primary care physician that day. You know, everything's done electronically now, so we can e-fax them and send them something right away. But for you, if you're a diabetic, you haven't seen the eye doctor, and all of a sudden, you know, you're seeing black spots in your vision. That's probably a common one. This can be called a vitreous hemorrhage, most likely. And those black spots are actually little droplets of blood back in the jelly of the eye from what's called a vitreous hemorrhage. The vitreous is the jelly in the back of the eye. It kind of has the consistency of egg whites before you cook them. But that is caused by an underlying problem called proliferative diabetic retinopathy. And although that is not an emergency, that needs to be treated sooner than later, because a significant amount of those people, if gone unchecked, that will actually lead to significant problems, tractional retinal detachments and various other diseases that you just don't want to have. But if you take care of them right away, you will do well. But the underlying problem there is that your sugar's too high in your blood and you got to get your A1C down. But getting your A1C down will not treat that eye problem. It will help prevent it from happening again in the future, but you need to have eye treatment right away. So we have patients like that probably every month, Bart. Probably every month. We have had two patients that have come in that, interestingly, they had their cataract surgery done a few years ago elsewhere. Mm-hmm. And they came in and their lens implants were not where they're supposed to be.
Their lens implants were not where they're supposed to.
Yeah, they weren't supposed to be in their eye.
One's a little different.
They were what's called subluxed, and one was what's called dislocated. But so instead of being right in the center where it's supposed to be, behind the iris, one had shifted off and down to the side and still behind the iris. And then another one had come most of the way through the iris to the front part of the eye. And it's not supposed to be there. And so these patients had come to my office for a second opinion. They had been to two or three other doctors that told them that they felt like it was too risky to do anything for their eyes. But these mm-hmm. people had lost most of their vision. And one of them that was in the iris did have pain from the iris rubbing on that lens implant. And so these are difficult technical surgery cases, but I told them that I thought there was an alternative that we could offer them that was relatively safe that would get their vision back. And one had surgery a month ago and the other one had surgery a week ago, and they're both doing well. So that's kind of an interesting thing. And the thing is, if you've got a lens implant in your eye, can anything happen to that? You know, so I often get asked that question. People will say, well, how long will this lens implant last? You know, like after a while, do I get a new one? Or does the cataract come back? I get asked that question a lot too. And the cataract, when it's completely removed, does not come back. However, it is common to have some scar tissue develop around that intraocular lens implant that's put in. You know, it doesn't matter whether you get a heart stent or an artificial knee or hip or whatever implant you get put in, scar tissue settles around it. That's your body's way of walling off that foreign material from the rest of the body, kind of isolating, protecting it. And so this happens anytime you get some foreign object put in your body anywhere for anything. Now, if it's a joint, well, then you can lose range of motion. That's why they work so aggressively with you and sooner now than we have in the past about getting you into physical therapy to try to prevent those adhesions and that scar tissue from forming to increase your range of motion. But in the eye, inside the eye, that lens implant doesn't move around or anything, but scar tissue still settles around it and it eventually blocks your vision. And so you will get some of those same symptoms back of blurred vision, glare from oncoming car headlights. You know, interestingly, 5 years ago, for 15 years, the number one charge to Medicare was cataract surgery. I'll still get asked questions today. Does my insurance pay for my cataract surgery? And yeah, they've been paying it for it for decades because it's the number one thing that happens to people. And so surgically, that it needs correction. And then the number two charge to Medicare was for the laser treatment to get rid of that scar tissue after cataract surgery. That was number one and number two. And I realized that ophthalmologists, eye doctors, only make up 2% of all total doctors, MDs, in this country. Yet we had the number one and two charges to Medicare. Isn't that interesting?
That is. It must be pretty successful then.
Well, yes, and pretty frequent. Those are no longer one and two. They are now numbers two and three to Medicare as far as numbers go. Mm-hmm. And the number one now has been replaced with another ophthalmology procedure.
Hmm.
And I'll bet you can't guess what that is. But I'll tell you right now, it is for injections into the eye, mostly for the treatment of age-related macular degeneration.
How is that doing? Because that's a frightening disease.
So that's now the number one most frequent charge as far as a procedure to Medicare. And 7 years ago, we didn't have it, didn't do it. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
So now one, two, and three are all ophthalmology, even though we're only 2% of the doctors. So these injections have given hope to many people with the wet form of macular degeneration rather than the dry form. We do them every Wednesday in our office. And they also can help people with that proliferative form of diabetic retinopathy, with diabetic patients that have what's called diabetic macular edema or swelling that causes vision loss due to leaking blood vessels once again. It can help patients that have swelling in their retinas from little strokes that happen in the eye, central retinal and branch retinal vein occlusions. There's various uses. It can help patients that have blood vessels growing into the cornea, the clear part of the eye, called neovascularization from scarring. It can help people with glaucoma that have had glaucoma surgery and have these filtering blebs from a procedure called a trabeculectomy, a surgical treatment for glaucoma. It can help those blebs from scarring. And so these new medicines that prevent blood vessel ingrowth have been quite helpful. You know, in order for a tumor to grow, it's got to have nutrients. It's got to be able to eat. And so it recruits new blood vessels. And so in order for a tumor to grow, you look for areas of new blood vessel growth. And so they develop medicines that inhibit the hormones that cause these blood vessels to grow. And by doing that, they shrink tumors. And so this chemotherapy medicine, called Avastin, is the number one use in macular degeneration treatment for doing these injections, which is the number one charge to Medicare. Now, there have been improvements to that molecule, a new one called Lucentis, and those are the number one and two. And there's a few others that are also used. There's a new one called Eylea that works a certain specific different mechanism, although also helps to shrink blood vessels. And so these medicines that really originally we have taken from the oncologists, where new blood vessels have grown in, other doctors are now using them in other specialties to help patients in treatments that we never had before.
Now, you mentioned about the diabetes. Do people always know that they have diabetes? I mean, or can you not have it? Or can you have it and not realize you have it?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, do you know if you have got high blood pressure? Do you know if you've got high cholesterol? No, you don't know these things. You really don't have a clue about them. You've got to be tested for these things. Yet they're the most common things as far as going to an internist or a family practice doctor. You know, the big C in medicine. I remember this was one of my medical lectures in medical school, was they put up on the screen, you know, a slide. It said, "What's the big C in medicine?" And the first thing you think of is cancer. No, the big C is cholesterol.
Ooh,
cholesterol kills 50 times more patients each year than does cancer. You know, heart disease is the number one killer in this country, and so the big C is cholesterol. But anyways, you don't know when you have high cholesterol. You don't know when you have these things. You have to go get an annual checkup, you know, with your primary care doctor. Now, I'm an eye doctor, and I'm telling you that, and yeah, that's important. And you know what? I do go see mine, so I do that too, and everyone should.
And by going and having your regular eye checkup, even if you neglect to do something else, you can see oftentimes if they have something like diabetes just through the eye exam, I understand.
Yeah, you know, 20% of new cases of diabetes is diagnosed by the eye doctor. And he hasn't drawn any blood to look at your blood sugar. But he can see the bleeding and the microaneurysms, these hemorrhages in the retina and the back part of the eye. You know, the eye doctor is the only doctor of all the doctors you can go see that can actually see the red blood cells going through the capillaries in your body. And that's because we can see through the eye back to the retina.
Well, we have a few things on the table to discuss. Do you feel that you're having some issues with these problems? We're going to check on the traffic and weather. And when we come back, we'll be in the segment where we open up the phone line. Yep, your chance. Your chance to talk directly to the doctor. Eye Doctor Craig McCabe is with us this morning. Our number is 893-1450. Perhaps you have had the lens implant from cataracts. If you have and it's getting fuzzy again, call us. Tell us what it's looking like. Things you're seeing. Maybe you're having some issues too. Maybe you need the cataract surgery. It will make a world of difference for you. Perhaps you're suffering from glaucoma and don't know it. 893-1450. We'll be back and we'll take your calls.
Days are wide away. Yes, city, you could say I'm just unwinding.
Hey, hi, and hello there.
Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett.
Fun lovers and truth seekers.
Weekday mornings at 10 on WGNS AM FM online.
Hi, I'm Linda Davis, and I am so excited to be performing at Patterson Park Community Center at 5 o'clock on Saturday, July 26th. I'll be sharing the stage with many of your very own homegrown talented kids. This event is sponsored by Generation for Creation and Stage Performance 101. Here's some more information.
Showtime is 5 p.m. at the Patterson Park Community Center. For ticket information, call 890-7116. Again, that's 890-7116.
I'll see you then.
Have the market's recent ups and downs made you uneasy? If you're concerned about your financial goals, let's talk. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. Call me today and ask about our free report, A Return to Normal Volatility. Don't ignore the opportunities. Give us a call at 907-7056 or stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center near Black Fox Elementary. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Hello, this is Peter Demas with Demas's Restaurant, a family restaurant tradition for four generations, now in our 24th year, serving our most popular menu item, great-tasting oven-baked chicken soup. Back in 1989, when my mom and dad were planning Demas's, they debated whether baked chicken soup should even be on the menu. Both agreed that it was a good item, but they weren't sure it would be accepted. Because my dad and his sisters had eaten it all of their lives, especially when anybody had a bad cold, they decided to risk it. They did it, and now I can say the rest is history. We made over 65,000 gallons last year and make more every day. We sell it by the cup, bowl, quart, or gallon. You can even freeze it for shipping or to save it for a later date. Give yourself a treat today. Baked chicken soup, buy it in the store, or get it to go. Demas's Restaurant in Murfreesboro, Lebanon, downtown Nashville, and Hendersonville. Get your chicken soup today.
Hi, I'm Robert McConnell, and if you have a car problem, me and my team on Broad Street are here to help.
Robert's Auto Repair, on Broad, across from Ford of Murfreesboro.
At Robert's Auto Repair, we're always honest, always fair.
896-1407.
Traffic moving well in Murfreesboro at this time. I-24 at 96, I-24 at 231, I-24 at Medical Center Parkway, all looking good. We had accidents earlier. They've cleared, so anticipate getting through much of Murfreesboro without any problems right now. Stover's Liquidation always saves you money on flooring and so much more. Stop by Stover's Liquidation today in Antioch or go online to stoversliquidation.com. Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. What about that Murfreesboro weather? Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
We'll see a few scattered showers and storms here this afternoon with partial sunshine, a high in the lower 90s, and winds out of the southwest of 5 to 15 miles per hour. I'm WGNS meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 81.
This is Frieda Morgan with First National Bank of Murfreesboro. Come by and visit us. Enjoy a hot, delicious cookie, and we are very grateful to those customers that have helped us with our success. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC.
Thank you, Frieda. That was Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Hey, neighbor, when you talk, others listen. If it's on Good Neighbor Talk, keep it here. WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Who says you can't go back? Been all around the world, and as a matter of fact, there's only one place left.
Well, this is the segment where you call in and talk with the eye doctor, Craig McCabe. Our number is 893-1450, 893-1450. Let's go to the phones. You're on WGNS with Dr. McCabe. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for calling. Did you have a question?
I got a question to him about washing your eyes with, you know, this tap water out of your pipes.
Mm-hmm.
I keep hearing water like that. Especially your hot water heater's got lead in it, got this and that and other. I just want to know, is it safe to wash your eyes out like you normally do, you know, if that water is harmful to your eyes?
Well, that's a great question. What about that, Dr. McCabe?
Boy, you know, I hope my hot water heater doesn't have lead in it. That doesn't sound right, does it?
Sounds scary.
No, I hope there's no lead in our water supply anymore. But, you know, I would say if you're getting up in the morning and you're washing your face and, you know, you got some crusty stuff on your eyelashes and that helps open them up and such, that warm soapy water is great. No problems there with that. You know, of course, you don't want to put anything that's not clean or sterile on an open wound. So if you had any kind of wound like that, I wouldn't want to use it for that. But for using inside the eye, I probably wouldn't recommend that. So cleaning the eyelids and lashes, that'd probably be fine. Inside the eye, you know, you can get a bottle of what's just called eye wash at any drugstore, no brand name. And, you know, it costs less than bottled water costs now. And it's just cheap. And it is sterile and pH balanced. And if you're going to use something inside your eye to rinse out, that's really the best thing, and it comes in a little bottle that's great with a nice gentle stream for putting in your side your eye if you're going to wash something out, you know, on the white or clear part of the eye, the conjunctiva. So I would stay away from tap water for that. And of course, let me say, if you have glasses, do not use tap water and any kind of regular cloth to clean your glasses. You know, use the AR coating spray and a silk cloth like, you know, the store where you bought your glasses gives you. A regular cloth or a shirt or, you know, napkin or whatever you're using, certainly not Windex, boy, that will take off the multi-coatings that you've paid a bunch of money for. And so that's how your glasses lose their clarity over time and delaminate the lenses. So don't use that. And, of course, if you have contact lenses, by all means, do not use tap water. It's hopefully it doesn't have any lead in it, but it does. It is full of bacteria. Did you know that? The tap water is full of bacteria, and so are your pipes in your house and everything else. So just use the sterile solutions, the contact lens solutions made for that.
Okay. Does that help you?
That helps me out. Where I come up with that, I've heard on television several times not to use hot water to cook with. It had lead in it. I don't know. You hear everything but money rattling in your own hand, I guess.
Somebody's trying to sell you something, I think.
Yeah.
We thank you for calling. You have a great day. And I guess, you know, you could have lead in your pipes if you have an old house. That has the old lead pipes.
Yeah, well, I guess really old, but I don't think they're selling water heaters that leach that out.
No, but they still have the lead that gets it from the water heater to the faucet.
Yeah, and I'm sure there might be some lead in water, maybe like one part per billion or something, but it's so small. And, yeah, the water's pretty good these days.
Thank you for calling, by the way. And that opens a line for you. We have one line open at 893-1450. Let's take another call. You're on WGNS with Dr. Craig McCabe. How are you today?
Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for taking my call. Dr. McCabe, I've got two things. Last Wednesday, I had cataract surgery and lens implant. Mm-hmm. I ended up with this huge black eye, and my white of my eye is still red, and then I got a red halo around the dark part. I go back this week for my week checkup. And another thing, when I'm blinking, I'm seeing like black strings in my eye. What is that?
Well, first of all, what's the other guy look like?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And you got to come up with a good story like that, you know, like two ninjas jumped me on the back. And, you know, so, you know, are you on any blood thinners?
No. So I stopped my aspirin 7 days before.
Yeah, yeah. And so, you know what? You did all the right things. And so what has happened, and you don't even have to have cataract surgery. You could just wake up with us some morning. A lot of we probably have a patient come in one a week that wakes up and their eyes, you know, that white part of the eye. It's not that the blood vessels are dilated or injected or engorged. It's that they actually have, you know, frank red blotches or blood there underneath the white part of the eye. And so that's called a subconjunctival hemorrhage. Hemorrhage from the bleeding, subconjunctiva, because it's under that material. It's over the white part on the outside of your eye. And so this is purely like a bruise, and it's cosmetic. It'll have no function on your vision. You will get completely better. Most people get better in 5 to 7 days. But those that have been on a blood thinner, be it Coumadin, warfarin, aspirin, ibuprofen, Plavix, you know, whatever flavor you're taking, that tends to prolong it. Even if you've been off of it, it's still those people bruise more than others. You know how when you're on that aspirin, you can almost, you know, have a near miss with a coffee table and you'll get a bruise there on your leg.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's common. But it's purely cosmetic, and one of those little capillaries in the white part of the eye got cut or scratched or whatever during the cataract surgery, and so you had a bleed there under the white part of the eye. But I guarantee you that in 10 days that'll be gone. Or did you go back on your aspirin?
I started yesterday.
Yeah, I might have stayed off of it until that red part was gone. Just to kind of, you know, accelerate, let it get better sooner. But when you have one of those things happen to you, that's like that, you know, it's not in your vision. You see it in the mirror, right?
Right.
Right. So it's not in your vision. You see it in the mirror. So those, you just use some artificial teardrops frequently to lubricate it. And so that's common. You're more likely to get if you've been on a blood thinner or a diabetic. And so that will go away and you'll be fine. Now, as far as these, did you say black spots in your vision?
Yeah, like strings or something, or round, irregular, circular black shapes, all type of things.
Are they
when I blink and they're just moving.
Are they kind of gray and translucent, like you can almost see through them? Yeah. So that is little floaters in the back of your eye. And the focus, the vision, has changed now in your eye. Because you have a different lens. You've got an artificial lens instead of the cataract lens that you had before, and it focuses a little different. And these spots were probably there before, but now you're seeing them because you're seeing more clearly now. However, what'll happen is that in about 6 to 9 months, those will be less and less noticeable.
Okay.
Yeah. And what happens is your brain learns to ignore things that are not important. Now, this isn't your spouse or anything. This is these little floater spots in your vision. You know, the best way to see them, if you ever want to check on them real quick, is when it's a sunny day outside, you can look towards the sun with your eyes closed. And still, tons of light goes through that thin eyelid, through your pupil into your retina. And when it hits one of those little spots, those floaters, they're actually protein called collagen in that back vitreous gel of the eye. And that casts a little shadow spot onto your retina. So you're not actually seeing the spot, but you're seeing the shadow of it.
The shadow.
Of your retina. And that usually they're off to the side. And if you try to look at them, they'll run away further to the side.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. So that's common, and that'll get better. But you're not having any pain after your surgery?
None. The only thing I had was when I first started the drops, it was terrible stinging.
Yeah. Yeah, well, your eyes are more sensitive right after the surgery, but
yeah,
that should be improving, and your vision should be improving. Right?
Well, thank you so much.
Very good. You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, that opens a call for you. And the number to call is 893-1450. Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor, is here answering your eye questions. If you're noticing anything a little unusual, something that's bothering you, don't just let it, keep happening. Call us at 893-1450. Your eyesight is so very important. So very important. And there's no need in losing it. And if you just ignore things, it can get worse. And the bad thing is, as you've heard Dr. McCabe say, when you have a problem and it continues to get worse, sometimes you can come in and stop it from getting worse than it is, but you can't get back what you lost. So that's, you don't want to lose anything.
Yeah, you know, Bart, the central nervous system, which is the brain and the spinal cord, that's kind of the last frontier of medicine. You know, we can do liver transplants, lung transplants, heart transplants, cornea transplants in the eye. We can replace the lens in your eye with these lens implants for cataract surgery, but we can't transplant anything in the brain. Not yet. They've got stem cells that they're using, various things for people with Parkinson's and the hippocampus and in the retina. In Germany, they've got a few people to accept some stem cells to take them from improve their vision just a little bit. So there's lots of work being done on it, but that's the last frontier. And, you know, those people that have damage, you know, to their spinal cord in a car accident or something and they're paralyzed, there's just very little hope for improvement there. And the eye, during development, you know, as a fetus in utero, is an outpouching, is an extension of the brain. It's actually brain tissue, that retina in the back of the eye and the optic nerve. And so when damage is done there, from whether it be diabetes or macular degeneration, a stroke or what have you, once that is damaged, it pretty much does not improve or recover or heal. The other tissues around the eye will, but the retina, the optic nerve won't, and that's why getting an annual eye exam, whether you're a diabetic or you've got problems that run in the family or you're not seeing as well, you just don't know about these things when you have them. And so prevention is really the way to go in medicine. And to treat things early, you always have a better outcome. So, you know, if you haven't had an eye exam in over a year and you're having some difficulties with your eye or with your vision, or you've got a family history of something, you know, go get an eye exam. Spend a few hours one day a year getting that done. It's just more than a worthwhile investment to you.
Let me ask you this, because I am amazed at the cataract surgeries and the end results. I mean, seeing phenomenally without wearing glasses. You've had glasses all your life, and suddenly you see just like you did when you were a kid, thanks to cataract surgery. A few years ago, that was not possible. You'd have cataract surgery. They would, you know, clamp your head down where you couldn't move. You were unable to move for a period of recuperation for several weeks, and now you're up and walking right after the surgery. You walk right out to the car. Now, how close are we to doing the same thing with glaucoma? Is that on the horizon, do you think? People who have glaucoma, will they be treated successfully like people who have cataracts now?
Well, you know, for by and large, 90% of all people that have glaucoma, and about 7% of people in our country have glaucoma, what's interesting is half of them don't know they have it.
How do you not know that?
Because they haven't been to their eye doctor to have a dilated eye exam.
I mean, it looks like they would see that they can't see. I mean, hey, what happened to the world out there? It's all fuzzy.
Yeah, I guess it's like people tell me, you know, you're listening but you don't hear or something, you know. But no, that's not it. It's that glaucoma is the sneak thief of sight. Remember, we've talked about that. It steals your side vision. And by the time you realize it, you've got tunnel vision. And tunnel vision, like we said, there's two forms of blindness. One is that you can't see the big E on the eye chart with either eye with your best glasses. The other one is that you have tunnel vision. You might be able to read the 20/20 line without glasses, but you're legally blind because you're going to walk into things left and right. You're not going to see the car coming at the corner. You know, you're not going to see anything like that out the sides at all. Because you can only see, like, if you were holding a paper towel roll in front of your face and looking through it. That's tunnel vision. That's 20 degrees of vision on each side. And that's just so small that that's also a definition of legally blind. And so glaucoma takes your vision from the side. So almost always when you get your eye exams, the eye doctor will pick that up. Way before you ever even know you have it. And, you know, at our office, that's the great thing. We've got the latest and greatest of all the diagnostic devices. And we've got the best things for detecting glaucoma at the earliest time. You know, traditional visual field tests that people who have had this will tell you is white on white. And that is the traditional way in measuring the visual field. You look for these little white spots that flash up on a board. But now we have blue on yellow, which isolates 1/3 of the photoreceptors, and we can pick it up 5 years before a white on white field can.
Wow.
And it's just that the technology is advancing and advancing and advancing. And so that's one of the things, is to pick it up early. The second thing is to treat it as best you can. And 3 months ago, we got the latest and greatest in laser treatments to use in the office to help treat glaucoma. No one else around has this, and it's wonderful technology. It causes less complications. It's less irritating to the patient. Can be done multiple times, but it helps stimulate your body's own immune cells called macrophages to go into the little drain holes of the eye and clean out the cellular debris so that those drain holes are wider and the fluid can get out faster, and as a result the pressure comes down. And so that's the other thing. And then we have wonderful eye drops that are very effective now. But when you get to the point of needing glaucoma surgery, then you've had really significant damage to the optic nerve. Now, these laser treatments that we're talking about having done, you come to the office yourself. You don't have to have anybody drive you that day. And you can go off to Cracker Barrel right away if you want and go have lunch or something, you know. And so it's that easy. But now the glaucoma surgery is more involved, to be honest. It has not evolved like it should with everything else. And many things haven't when it has to do with the brain and when it affects the optic nerve. And so, yeah, we can do glaucoma surgeries, and you go home and you take it easy that day. But then the next day you can start doing things. You know, you don't stay in the hospital, but you do go home. But you don't, for the most part, get vision back. And that's why it's so important to be treated at the earliest phase.
So if you know you have glaucoma, don't put off seeing the doctor.
Yeah, don't blow off your eye visits. You know, I'll have people that they won't come see me for like 3 years, and they've got glaucoma, and now they've lost significantly more vision. And I'll say, well, you know, we missed you 2 years ago when you were supposed to come back, and it's been 3 years since you've been here. And I'm like, well, you know, my kid was sick and I had to go in the hospital. He's like, well, they haven't been in the hospital for 2 years, right? And like, well, nothing was bothering me, and I was seeing fine. And you can't go by that. Once you have a known problem, and I'm sure it's like that with the other fields of medicine, but when you know you need to be to the doctor regularly, and typically I see patients when they're controlled twice a year, so that's not bad. Every 6 months you come in for a visit, you got to do that. Don't miss your appointments. And if you do miss an appointment, because life happens, right? Things happen in life. Then call up and get an appointment next available as soon as you can. Don't wait 6 months more.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor, visiting with us this morning. We'll continue the conversation in just a moment.
The Eye Show with Brian Barrett is on weekday mornings, 5 to 6:30. The Morning News with Scott Walker, 6:30 to 7:50. Start your mornings with WGNS.
At the Salvation Army Family Store, you can get bargain prices on clothes, furniture, household goods, electronics, and more. Every Wednesday, get 50% off most items in the store.
All the clothes that we have in the store, no matter what color tag it is half off.
Store manager Mark Sheridan.
Usually, we do run some other type of sale on the furniture and other things that we do sell here in the family store.
Your purchases go directly to fund Salvation Army programs here in Rutherford County. The Salvation Army Family Store is at 125 South Front Street, across from Captain D's on Broad.
Bell Jewelers, voted the favorite jewelry store in Murfreesboro. Greg Tidwell.
Bell Jewelers celebrating 135 years of excellence with an incredible anniversary sale.
Bell Jewelers on Broad Street, across from Toots. Lisa Halliburton.
Bell Jewelers celebrating 135 years of excellence with our incredible anniversary sale.
Bell Jewelers, we are celebrating 135 years in business.
Hi, this is Amanda at Animal City. I'm inviting your family to come do business with my family. Here at Animal City, not only do we carry a full range of great products for your dogs and cats, you'll also find a host of items for your more exotic family members, like your hedgehogs or sugar gliders. Here at Animal City, we are happy to help you create or maintain the aquarium setup of your dreams, either fresh or saltwater. So come see us at Animal City, 919 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
WeatherEye.
We'll see a few scattered showers and storms here this afternoon with partial sunshine, a high in the lower 90s, and winds out of the southwest of 5 to 15 miles per hour. I'm WGNS meteorologist Jennifer Vujcicki. Right now, 81.
That update brought to you by Kubota. Kubota presents their Gear Up and Go sales event going on now with special promotional pricing on tractors and Commander zero-turn mowers. Click on TennesseeKubotaDealers.com for information. That's TennesseeKubotaDealers.com.
Play it again, sports!
Your baseball and softball headquarters.
Whether it's bats, gloves, pants, or training aids, we've got a great selection to get you on the diamond this summer. Name brands like Easton, Louisville Slugger, and Worth, but at Played Against Sports Prices, we're on Thompson Lane.
Hi, everybody. This is Don Sutton. Atlanta Braves Baseball is on FM 100.5, FM 101.9, and AM 1450.
But if I didn't say it, well, I'd still have felt it. Where's the sense in that?
If there's one thing we need to get across to you today, is to see your eye doctor for a regular exam, as is prescribed by your age, by any conditions you might have. For most people, that's once a year. But if you have diabetes, if you have glaucoma, it's a different story. You really need to be on top of it. And Dr. McCabe is there to help you. Where is McCabe Vision Center located?
Well, Bart, we're right here in centrally located in Murfreesboro, right off the corner of Heritage Park and Memorial. Right there, just up a light from Northfield and Memorial there. And, you know, I want to thank our callers. That's been wonderful, and we always want people to call in. And, you know, if you think of something between the dates of the show of talking about your eyes, you know, just write them down, jot them down, stick it on the fridge. And we're on the second Monday of each month at this time. And then give us a call and we'll talk about it then. And then if you want more information on anything about eyes, you know, look us up on my website, McCabeVisionCenter.com. Go to the resources, and there's just a wealth of information. There's videos about cataract surgery, the different lens implants. You can just find a wealth of information there. And I want to thank everyone that called. And, you know, if you have anything else, anything we can help you with, give us a call there at McCabe Vision Center, 904-9024, 904-9024. And we'd love to help you. And we take care of about 95% of all eye care needs, contacts, glasses, especially, you know, cataract surgery, making you see your best. That's what we're all about.
And remember, if you are having some problems with your eyes, don't just keep wondering, is it going to go away? Because that's the dangerous way to do it. Have Dr. McCabe check you out. And again, what's the number to call for an appointment?
Yes, 904-904-9024. We'd love to see you. I hope everyone has a good month, and I look forward to talking to you all next time.
Sounds great. Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor, visiting with us this morning. And tomorrow at this time, we're going to be talking about some new things happening with our own Lineball Library. In just a moment after the news, Truman Jones with The Truman Show. Hey, I'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day. My life with you by